Folks, you really never could create too much video content for your newsfeed. Look at too much content, video content for your newsfeed. Folks, I'm Todd.live. Welcome to the Grammar School Podcast. This is episode number 634. You know, I was on Facebook last night. I'm sitting here on August 5th, which is a Monday. I was on, and I know I'm recording way in advance here. I was on Facebook last night, and somebody posted something about podcasts and how, less than 1% of them get over 500 episodes. So, not to toot my horn or to pat myself on the back, but I guess I find myself in very rarefied atmosphere up here above the clouds with episode number 634. And believe me, folks, it has been a good run with you guys. And I'm hoping, I know sometimes when I talk about this show, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. Some days I feel like, man, I just need to give it up. And other days it's like, I just need to keep trucking. I've got a great group of listeners here. And there's always more to talk about when it comes to Instagram. And I try to mix in my thoughts on other things other than just Instagram. So it's you know, you get to know me and we get to build a relationship, especially if you reach out like at Todd.live on Instagram to contact me and say hello and start a conversation. But video content, folks, there's something else I saw on Facebook, actually, now that I think about it. Professor Nez, my good friend, posted something about by the year 2022, like 93% of all content on the internet that's consumed is going to be video. So for those of us who are doing video, whether it's Instagram video or YouTube or just learning how to create videos and sharpening our skills and all that, I mean, I'm telling you what, this is where it's going for creators is video content. Now, you could post too much video content to your newsfeed. People don't want to see five videos a day on your newsfeed. But you could never really create too much video content. And yesterday we were talking about that scheduling feature in Instagram. That scheduling feature, I didn't talk about this part of it, but you can post, I did talk about you can post and schedule videos for your newsfeed, but I didn't talk about that you can post and schedule or schedule to post videos for your Instagram TV. So they drop at certain points. So, the idea is that you can never create too much video content. Let's say that you get your camera out and you're going to create a piece of video content. Well, create 10 pieces of content. You know, batch your scripting, batch all your processes. If you have to sit down and think up, okay, I got to think up a topic for a new video. Well, think up 10 topics for a video. And then you sit down and think, okay, I'm going to script this one video. Well, script 10 videos. Then when you get your camera out, instead of filming just one video, you're filming 10 videos. And then when you're editing them one at a time, but you're doing all the editing at one point. Think of how much more work you can get done. And then you use something nifty like the Instagram scheduler and you schedule it out. So you're not bombarding your people with too much video content during a particular day, but you are creating enough content that you can schedule it out and give yourself some time, some buffers where, like, let's say you do that. You schedule out 10 videos. You create them, you get everything done, you schedule them out, and you've got 10 days worth of videos dropping. Boom. Now you're way opened up to do other stuff. Todd.live on Instagram if you want to chat about it. I'm really interested in this new scheduling feature in Instagram. We talked about it yesterday. Go back and watch yesterday's or listen to yesterday's show if you are haven't watched it yet. But this is fabulous, folks. It's a game changer. Todd.live on Instagram.